From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The death toll is expected to rise after a car bomb ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday. At least 17 people were killed, more than 100 others wounded. The Taliban has taken responsibility for plotting that attack. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is supporting President Donald Trump's immigration reform proposal announced this week. In a speech on immigration and national security in Norfolk, Virginia, Sessions said a merit-based immigration system would be in the U.S. national interest. Sessions also suggests there are links between immigration, terrorism, and crime. He blamed lax migration laws for allowing terrorists into the country.
Any crime committed by improperly vetted immigrants, especially illegal aliens, is by definition a preventable crime.
In addition to eliminating family-sponsored migration, the plan would establish a $25 billion trust fund for a wall along the Mexican border, providing funding for the president's core campaign promise. That money would also be for other ports of entry and exit and enhancements to the northern border with Canada. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner is very critical of the proposals.
There's not a lot new in what the president announced. I give him credit for saying that the 1.8 million folks in the Dreamers community ought to have a right to citizenship, but the price of over-the-top restrictions on legal immigration and kind of his wall on steroids are non-starters.
In addition to eliminating the family-sponsored migration, again, the plan would establish a $25 billion trust fund for the wall along the Mexican border. It also calls for ending the visa lottery system. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeated his intention to expand Ankara's military operation in a Kurdish enclave in Syria, targeting fighters he says are linked to a Kurdish terror group that operates in Turkey. Speaking there, Erdogan said Turkish forces will push farther into Afrin, or east of Afrin, which is just beyond the Syrian border with Turkey. This move could put Turkish forces against some of the 2,000 U.S. troops who are in Syria as part of an international coalition aimed to eliminate the Islamic State militant movement in Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula and address Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat. The meeting comes as North and South Korea engage in talks about next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. North Korea has agreed to send a delegation to the Games. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, a supporter of Myanmar's pro-democracy movement, resigned from a panel set up by Aung San Suu Kyi to help implement recommendations for long-term solutions to the Rakhine crisis. Richardson spoke about this and other things with VOA.
I resigned. They didn't fire me. In fact, they were begging me, the National Security Advisor, to stay on desperately. This is their normal practice. Correct. They did not. I was pursuing my own agenda, which was against the agenda of the advisory board, which was to whitewash everything.
More than 680,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh, joining more than 85,000 displaced and a crackdown the previous year. This Saturday marks Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz Nazi death camp in 1945. The UN Security Council announced Friday that it will visit the U.S. Holocaust Museum right here in Washington, D.C. on Monday as part of a trip to Washington where members will have lunch with President Donald Trump on the very same day. And again, just recapping our top story, the death toll expected to rise after a car bomb killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 100 others outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan. The Taliban immediately took responsibility for plotting that attack. Unconfirmed reports say that the death toll is much higher than what Afghan officials have already reported. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.